I don't know why I feel this way when my life looks fine. On paper, your life is fine. Good job, roof over your head, people who care about you, a schedule that works most days. So why does it feel like you're underwater? And why are you pretending you're not? If your life looks fine but doesn't feel fine, you're not crazy and you're not ungrateful. Depression and anxiety don't only land on people whose circumstances are objectively bad. The brain runs its own weather. When neurotransmitters drift, when sleep architecture breaks, when stress lingers too long, the inside stops matching the outside, no matter how clean the outside looks. Your circumstances are not your nervous system. The biggest myth about depression is that it's caused by life going wrong. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. 17% of adults have a major depressive episode in any given year. A meaningful portion of those people, roughly a third, don't tie it to a specific life event. The depression just shows up. Your serotonin doesn't check your bank account. Your prefrontal cortex doesn't read your CV. The brain's mood machinery is its own system. It can break in a great life. It can run fine in a hard one.
That's not a comfort everyone hears, but it should free you from the loop that keeps asking, what right do I have to feel this well? I should be happy is the trap. Telling yourself you should be happy doesn't make you happy. It just adds shame to whatever you were already feeling. The script in your head probably sounds like, people would kill for what I have. There's no excuse for me to feel this way. If I bring this up, I'll sound spoiled. I just need to get over it. Every one of those sentences buries the signal. It doesn't fix anything. It only makes you quieter. The American Psychiatric Association points out that high-functioning depression often goes untreated for years because the person doesn't fit the picture. They're showing up. They're producing. They're laughing in photos. The diagnosis they avoid is the one their body is asking for.
The clues your brain is leaving you. If you're depressed and your life looks fine, the signs hide in small places. You've stopped looking forward to things you used to love. You feel a 5-second delay between what someone says and your response. You're tired in a way that sleep doesn't fix. You go through the motions and notice you're going through the motions. You cry at things that don't make sense, or you can't cry at all. You pick fights with people who don't deserve them. You scroll for hours and remember nothing. This is your brain trying to wave at you from inside the static. The static is the symptom. Sometimes what looks like depression is anxiety that has run too long. Chronic anxiety burns out the same systems depression touches. Cortisol stays high. Dopamine receptors get tired. You stop feeling the ping of pleasure because your body has been on alert for too long. The result feels like flatness. Nothing is exciting. Nothing matters. I just want to sit on the couch. That's not laziness. That's a battery that hasn't been allowed to charge.
The story you keep rehearsing. A lot of patients walk into our office and start with, I shouldn't be here. My life is good. The story you rehearse is not the diagnosis. The story you rehearse is the protection you've built so people won't worry, so you don't feel like a burden, so you don't have to admit something is off. Your protection is not the truth. The truth is that something quiet is wrong, and you can fix it. How we actually treat this at RSLNT. At RSLNT Wellness, we don't grade your life before treating your brain. Counseling that doesn't waste your time. Our clinicians use cognitive behavioral therapy and acceptance and commitment therapy. Both give you tools you can use the same week, not insights you have to wait 6 months to feel. Medication management when your chemistry needs a hand. SSRIs like sertraline and escitalopram, SNRIs like venlafaxine, and atypical options like bupropion all stay on the table. We don't push pills. We don't withhold them either. We figure out what fits your specific brain. TMS therapy when medication and therapy haven't moved the needle. TMS uses gentle magnetic pulses to wake up the parts of your brain handling motivation and mood.
It's FDA cleared and drug-free. Most courses run about 6 weeks. People who have looked fine on the outside and felt terrible on the inside often respond well because the underlying issue was always electrical, not circumstantial. You don't have to justify why you're calling. You just have to call. Frequently asked questions. Can I be depressed even if nothing bad has happened to me? Yes, About a third of people with major depressive disorder cannot point to a specific life event. The brain has its own chemistry, and it can drift independently of what your life looks like. Will my doctor take me seriously if I say my life is fine? A good clinician will. If yours doesn't, get a second opinion. Mood disorders are not earned by struggle. They are diagnosed by symptoms. Do I have to start with medication? No. Many patients start with therapy alone and never need medication. Others start with medication because the symptoms are heavy enough that talk therapy can't get traction yet. We pick the order with you. You don't have to wait until things break. You don't need permission to ask for help. You just need a 15-minute call. Schedule a free 15-minute consult.
We'll listen, ask a few questions, and tell you what we'd actually recommend. No pressure. No guilt about your good life. I'm not a therapist or a doctor. I'm someone who went from suicidal ideation, major depressive disorder, and crippling anxiety to clarity of mind. I feel like I got my life back. RSLNT Wellness is the place that helped me get there. If you're struggling, you don't have to figure this out alone.